I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Peace. I hate the word. I got trust the funks. I got one leg and a bucket of chicken. Gonna put a little cornstarch on my werewolves, man. Luigi Mario.
Hello and welcome to Mission Zach's Leguizamo Rama mini episode. A podcast where each week Mish and Zach talk about their favorite character actor, John Leguizamo.
In fairness, each week we do a longer episode, but these are our mini boys.
Yes, absolutely. We are usually that involves watching something he's in of length, but Zach is currently on tour, so we have decided to record 4 mini episodes in advance before Zach went away, and that is what is happening right now. This is the second episode. We're recording them all in a row. Normally, we don't reveal how the sausage gets made, but we've decided to do that in the spirit of you understanding why the last episode is so fucked.
All right, so in this episode, I have picked a very short YouTube clip. It's only 52 seconds long. I have sent it to Zach, and Zach is going to watch this YouTube clip live.
Live on air.
Live on air.
Live on air.
Live on air. And so you're going to get a true reaction. Now, if you would like to watch along... The video is on YouTube. It's called Kelly and John Leguizamo Bust a Move. It's him and I believe Kelly Ripa. I believe that's who that is.
We'll find out. I mean, this is all some of the stuff that I'm excited to find out.
Yeah.
I felt like I want to give a bit of context to why. Oh, pause. I want to give a bit of context as to why I'll be watching it live.
Please.
Because it is only 50 seconds long and we can play the whole, oh, Zach didn't watch it before we came here. That's true. But I think more than that, I had 50 seconds. I could have said, Mish, give me a minute. I'll watch it. But I thought, this is a podcast. At its core, what's this podcast about, Mish?
Friendship.
No, I think that emerges.
Okay.
That's an emergent quality.
Yep.
Like wetness.
Mm-hmm.
Like wetness is emergent.
Yep.
There's no wetness. An atom is not wet.
Yep.
Mish... I don't think it's friendship. Guess again.
Wetness.
No. Wetness is, I'm rarely wet doing these podcasts. I'm quite dry.
In fairness, we did do that podcast that time where it was so hot that we were both sweating and we took off all our clothes.
Not all
what our clothes. What episode was that again?
It was minis. It was like this.
Was it a mini?
Mish, not wetness. Guess again.
John,
what do we do?
John
what do
Leguizamo.
We do? Guess again.
What
are we doing? What are we doing?
Chatting.
But about what?
John Leguizamo.
No. Because we don't just come in and say, what do you reckon about John Leguizamo this week? What are we doing? What are we chatting about?
Something we love.
But sometimes we don't love it. What are we doing? What do we do before every episode?
Check in.
What do we do before that?
Have a snack.
You say to me we're recording next week, when we're finding out what time we're doing an episode, what date, we don't just say, am I available at that time? We also say, but do I have 2 hours between this conversation and the record time? Why is that? What do we do before every episode? We do something. Every episode of this podcast is an hour of recording, but it's also 2 hours of our lives doing what?
Faffing about.
Faffing about doing what? What do we talk about each?
How we feel.
Yeah, but then what are we meant to talk about?
John Leguizamo.
Specifically what about John Leguizamo?
His filmography.
Because what have we done each week?
Watched something he's been in.
Mish, what is this podcast fundamentally about?
Watching something John Leguizamo's been in and chatting about.
Get it down to one word. What's it about?
Viewing.
Watching.
Watching.
It's about watching, Mish. Good job. You got there.
Thanks.
Now, don't blame yourself for that.
All
that
right,
was,
yeah.
That was 100% on me.
Yeah. Oh, I don't blame myself even a little bit for what just happened. I am taking zero. I have not at one point. I feel no responsibility.
Mish.
Yeah.
John Leguizamo. No, it's not about, it's about watching.
Yeah.
But what's one thing we never do on air, on this podcast?
Watch.
We never watch. And I thought 50 seconds, well, this is the perfect opportunity to watch.
Okay, well, I've seen it.
Do you want to watch along? No, no, you're good.
No,
you're... I'll describe it to you.
Yeah, please.
And I'll describe
so
it to
So if you
listener.
Want to watch along, listener, the video is on YouTube. It's called Kelly and John Leguizamo Bust a Move.
Live Kelly and Mark.
Yeah, that's the channel. And it was posted 6 years ago.
Mish, they don't have to watch along. I'll tell you why. Because I'm going to watch.
Are you
going to
have it loud enough so they can hear?
Like loud enough that it's in the background.
Yeah, great.
But what is going to happen is I'm going to watch and I'm going to tell you what I'm seeing.
Great.
So I'm about to press play now.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
So someone just mispronounced his name. It looks like he's co-hosting. And they've just walked out and they're doing a bit of an Ellen dance. Mm. So they're doing a bit of a dance. They're starting the show. Oh, he's doing a bit of a backwards sort of boogie type dance. He's got the long hair. There's an awkward shot of the audience going on. And he and she are dancing. They didn't plan it through. There's a bit of deciding what dance they're going to do.
Yep.
This feels like a dance that was discussed rather than rehearsed.
Absolutely.
He pulls out a chair for her. She sits down. He sits down. So what looks like is happening is John Leguizamo is the co-host on Kelly and Ripa. Can I go straight into another watch? Because I feel like I didn't describe it very well. What I'd love to do is go straight into another watch.
You're going to watch it twice?
And I'm going to play it at half speed. Just so I have a bit more time to describe what I'm seeing. Yeah. I can play it slower even than that.
No, that's fine.
Yeah. That's 4 minutes of the podcast. Okay. So the title's
Leguizamo is incorrect.
And John Leguizamo steps out. He's got the long hair of daddy legs, but it's styled very nicely.
At this point, I'm going to step in and do some commentary as well, if that's okay.
Absolutely. He's doing a hip thrust.
Yep. I think what you said earlier about this having been discussed rather than rehearsed is right. And I reckon it was discussed maybe 3 minutes before they
Absolutely.
Went on.
Absolutely. He's wearing a check shirt and a thin tie. Mm-hmm. Callie's wearing a purple jumper, my favorite color you discovered last week. Mm. There is a shot of the... There's a bigger audience than we'd expect, and there was a camera up on the balcony mm-hmm. of the audience and a shot of some very awkward people. Why they're up so early, I believe this is a morning show, I don't know. John adjusts his jacket and they have a moment where they decide they had discussed doing a funny little move. It's a little much for Kelly, I think.
Yeah, that's my vibe as well. I feel like this was John's suggestion.
Yeah.
The vibe I'm getting off Kelly is that she's up for it. She's fun. But that she wished she'd had a bit of prep time.
I also feel like I should say there's a bit, it's, you know, funnily enough, so that's played out now. Let's discuss it.
Yeah.
How fun to watch live.
look, I really think that the vibe I got was that Kelly wished she'd been given a bit more. I have a feeling that Kelly would have liked to have known what dances they were doing.
Do you know what I think happened?
What?
Do you know what I think truly, and I believe this from the bottom of my heart?
Mm-hmm.
I think what should have happened is, so you talk about they didn't have enough time to prepare.
Mm.
I think they had a touch too much. They're in that uncanny valley where if she had said to him, how do you want to come out on stage?
Mm-hmm.
And he had said, oh, I think it'd be really fun if we did like a dance.
Mm-hmm.
I think, you know, maybe, or she, one of them presented the idea. And if they had gone, that's fun.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just do that.
Yeah.
You would have gotten an Ellen DeGeneres fun vibe. They come out, they do the dance. He's got moves.
Mm-hmm.
We've seen that in his one-man shows. And if they had just gone out without discussing it,
mm-hmm.
it would have been better.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
What happened the
way it
is... Went,
the way it was came to fruition was everything wrong. Either give her a day...
Or him. I'm not as confident in the who pitched what.
Oh, he pitched it.
Because I think he pitched it and it could have been fun,
mm-hmm.
but she said, but it could have been the other way. Someone pitched it and then the other one said, hey, can we just talk about what we're going to do?
Yeah.
And the other one was like, oh.
And I think.
I think we should just go out and do it. Mm. And they're like, oh, but if we could. And then that's where things like, well, maybe we could do a shoulder move.
Mm.
Maybe we could do it. So what we got was this like looking to each other and that's where it fell into that.
I feel that. But I feel like of anyone on the planet, you and I are top 50 people who I think could make this statement. John's good at improvising.
Yeah, I hold Kelly 100% responsible.
Yeah. I hold Kelly. Where's Mitch?
I don't know. He's away.
Who's Mitch?
Would you like to hear some of the comments on this YouTube
More
video?
Than anything.
How many do you think there are?
252.
Mish, there's 7.
Oh, okay.
All right, here we go. They sure know how to bust a move. Would love to see Young MC and Crystal Blake perform Bust a Move live.
What else?
Love this man.
Same.
And then someone's mean to him.
Oh, what do they
someone
say?
Said, who is he? Gross.
Oh, God.
And then someone said, you're jealous. He's awesome. Google is your friend. Those are 3 comments. So people coming in to defend him.
Yeah, great.
I think that what happened there is, I don't think that them dancing as they come out was like the worst thing in the world. I think Kelly overthought it.
Mm.
She overthought it.
Absolutely. But Zach, I think we need to revisit you writing a comment under that video.
Oh yeah.
I think that you should write a comment under that video. And then as people are listening to this episode, please go on and like that comment. Is it in your or is it under Auntie Donna?
I don't think I'm signed in. I'd have to open app. Open in the app, open. And whoever I'm signed in with, I'll just comment. No, I'll change actually. I'm going to change. I think it'd be funny. Well, there's a Mission Zach. There is a Mission Zach Gmail.
Yeah, but I'm not logged into that. I don't remember what our password is. Oh, great.
I am. All right. So that's funny to.
Yeah.
So we're going to comment here. I just need to open an app.
Now what are we going to comment? Do we want to promote the podcast?
Yeah, but I think I think we're going to be chill about it.
Yeah.
Like I'm thinking
something
ha-ha.
Like 5 Leguistamos.
Well, I was thinking more like ha-ha, love John Leguizamo. We actually have a podcast about him. Probably our favorite actor. And boy, can he dance. So I've got from the Mission Zach.
Yeah.
Haha, love John Leguizamo. We actually have a podcast about him. probably our favourite actor, and boy, can he dance.
That's perfect.
Any notes?
Oh, no, that's perfect.
There we go. Oh, that's great.
And it's done?
It's sending.
Oh, my God, that's so good. That's the best thing you've ever done.
Oh, my God. By completing this action, you are creating a channel and agree to YouTube's terms of service.
Yeah, sure.
This is how the Mission Zach YouTube channel was born.
Welcome.
Welcome. It's not sending. If it doesn't send, whatever. Here's my issue with this video is not so much that it exists. I think that he had a great idea. I think Kelly overthought it.
Yep.
And then, like, pulled him down with her.
But he then pulled his chair, her chair out for him, so I don't think he was mad at her.
No, but I also think, like, the reason he's, like, very gentlemanly. He's making eye contact. He's making sure she's having a good time. My issue is who the hell thought this 52-second clip is worth uploading to the YouTube channel?
Yeah, probably Mitch.
Yeah, Mitch.
Yeah, probably Mitch.
This is what happens when I have a sick day. Mitch, get over yourself.
Fuck off, Mitch.
Nah, Mitch is all right.
Yeah, Mitch is all right. Live, Kelly and Mitch. And no, it's Mark. It's not Mitch, it's Mark.
Mitch and Mark.
There is no Mark. There's no Mitch. It's only Mark. I fucked up. Anyway, that's the funniest fucking thing that's ever happened. So thank you for that.
The comment. I don't know if it's sent, though. I'm going to try again. Any other thoughts, Mish?
No, I think we covered everything. It might be my favourite episode of Leguizamarama ever.
This mini episode where we watched... I'm watching the video again while the comment's being added. I've added the comment now.
Okay, great.
I'm going to watch it again. Is that all right with
you? Yeah, let's send it off with you just watching one more time. I just want you to make the noises that naturally come out of you.
Yeah, but absolutely. But we've got, you know, we've actually got time to watch it twice. I'm going to watch it in... I'm going to watch it in... and if you'd like to join me, can you bring the microphone over?
No, but I can join your mic.
You can listen as well. I can describe it to you.
All right, cool.
I'm going to really go into as much detail as I possibly can.
All right, cool.
Let me just get the speed right because I really want to get this right.
Can I get a Mentos while you're doing that?
While you're pulling.
Oh no, we're not editing. Go on.
You can't get a Mentos, Mish.
Yeah.
I'm going to 0.25 speed.
Okay.
So for the next 3 to 4 minutes, I will be describing a quarter speed version of this video. And I'm really going to go into detail. And this is what we're going to go out on. Okay. Here we go. Oh, wait. Just a sec. Here we go. So we open. Oh, it looks like Mulholland Drive. It's...
I want to watch this.
Yeah. You gotta. It's got like because everything's like. It's got that weird. It opens on a shot of the green room on the side.
Okay, great.
On air. So we show the green room backstage. Live, Kelly. They've gotten rid of Mark. They haven't added John. There. But also in the titles, it just says Live Kelly. It's not Live Kelly and Mark. Yeah. John and Kelly come straight out.
So they hold hands. They're all about support. And she's going all in.
I think that there's more buy-in in this.
This is really funny to watch at 0.25.
I should just say they're really going for it. She is swinging her arms. Mm-hmm. And he's going for a bit of a hip thrust.
Yeah.
This is where it starts to fall apart here is when they move to the hip thrust. And they're moving to a more choreographed dance that she's struggling with.
And she's stopped now. She's kind of stopped.
He turns around to, like, encourage her.
To do the running man.
To come with her. We're moving into a bit of a choreographed thing. And this is where I could argue that he is the one that's pushed for a more choreographed thing. He's an actor. Actors like to prepare. She does this every day.
And I'd like to make a note that he's very good at the running man. And she can't do it.
Yeah.
That's very important to know.
So I'm actually going to really...
And now she's just fucking beelining for her seat.
So we've got that camera right up in the face of the people in the back row.
Well, they've got a big studio audience for first thing in the morning.
Yeah, this is what I'm saying. You know, it's really good to watch it slowly. Now, John is pulling a bit of a disco move situation. And he's
still down on the floor, whereas she's up near the desks now.
And he's really moving, and she is struggling to keep her up. Arms,
really, yeah.
So there is a part of me that thinks maybe she pitched the dance and he
went. He pitched.
Elevating it. Mm. Now, this is the moment, my personal favorite moment, where he has to walk to catch up with her, and there's a bit of an unspoken, do we do the shoulder
now? There's
move.
Another audience vision of like a bunch of women in pink clapping really enthusiastically.
And now we're seeing the shoulder move. Now, I really need to describe the shoulder move to you here. It's like a shoulder up and down move.
Yeah, this is upsetting.
With a bit of a head down kind of situation. Very small, subtle move. It really is the wrong move, and it wouldn't have taken many rehearsals to realize.
Also, they started doing that move, and Kelly, within seconds, stopped doing it. And then John kind of stopped and he went back to doing it again. It was this kind of like, it's not right.
They really shouldn't have choreographed this. They really should have felt it. John pulls out the chair. Again, all good stuff.
What the fuck is wrong with those chairs? There's big holes in them. What ugly chairs?
Yeah, they're ugly chairs. There's nothing wrong with them.
They are so ugly.
They've got a big hole in them.
What's this red thing on the desk?
I don't know, Mish, and nor does the listener.
There was like a lightsaber on the desk.
You got to describe the visual.
There was like a long red tube on the desk. It looked like a lightsaber.
We've now cut to live Kelly weekday mornings. So this, they've added like a visual at the end with a hashtag, live Kelly.
In case you
want to hashtag talk about, you know, because they're thinking maybe they've created a viral moment here.
But also I'm thinking now it's possible that Kelly was just doing live Kelly. There was no Mark.
Oh, at the time?
Yeah. So, because I might be wrong here, but I think it was Kelly and Ryan Seacrest.
Ah. But we'll never know. Just changed the name of the channel. Mish.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for bringing this video. Was this suggested by a fan?
No.
You found this video.
I found this video.
Join us next week where we will be doing Q&A part two. So about a month ago, you sent in your questions. Last week, we answered them. Next week, we'll be answering some more. If you have any questions about Mission Zach's Leguizamarama, too bad. It's too late.
We're about to answer them. Anyway, thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you at the next mini episode. Bye-bye.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.